Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a humanized Amen-style percussion layer in Ableton Live 12, and the whole point is to make it feel like it was played by a real person, not dropped in by a grid. We're not replacing your main break, we're giving it backup. We want crisp transients, dusty mids, tiny timing imperfections, and just enough movement to make the loop breathe. This is a really useful DNB technique, because drums and drum and bass have to do a lot of heavy lifting. They need to hit hard, feel musical, and leave room for the sub and bass line. If the break is too clean, it can sound flat. If it's too messy, the whole drop loses focus. So the sweet spot is controlled character. Start by finding an Amen style break, or any break with similar energy. You want strong snare hits, some ghost notes, and enough texture in the sample to give you something to work with. If the break is already pretty dirty, that's fine. If it's clean, that's okay too. We can add character later. Drop the break into simpler. If it's a rhythmic sample with obvious hits, slice mode is your friend. Set slicing to transient if the break is fairly readable, or beat if the transients aren't as obvious. The goal here is not to perfectly dissect every tiny sound. The goal is to capture the main hits and give yourself control. Once it's sliced, program a simple tube bar pattern in MIDI. Keep the main snare where it makes sense. Add a few ghost notes before or after the snare, and maybe a couple of hat or ride details to keep the loop moving. Don't overcomplicate it yet. Think of this as laying down a performance skeleton. We'll bring the human feel in with the details. Now comes the really important part. Split the layer into two jobs. One part will handle the crisp attack. The other part will carry the dusty body and movement. This is one of the biggest upgrades you can make to sampled drums, because it lets each element do one thing well instead of everything badly. Put the sliced break inside an instrument rack and make two chains. On the first chain, focus on transients. High pass the sound around 180 to 250 Hz using EQ8, so the low stuff gets out of the way. Add drum bus lightly, just enough to add punch and edge. If needed, add a touch of saturator for a little more bite. You want this chain to feel snappy, present, and clean enough to cut through a mix. On the second chain, focus on the dusty mids. Band limit it so you're mostly keeping the mid-range texture, maybe somewhere around 250 Hz up to 6 or 8 kHz. Add a bit more saturation here than on the transient chain. This is where the grime lives. If you want, use a tiny bit of filter delay or a very subtle room reverb to give it some smear and air. This chain should feel like the character layer, the thing that makes the break sound recorded instead of programmed. As a rough blend, let the transient chain carry most of the attack and let the dusty chain sit underneath it. Usually something like 60 to 75% transient and 25 to 40% dusty is a good starting point. But trust your ears. If the attack disappears, push the transient layer up. If the loop feels too sterile, bring up the dusty chain. Here's a good teacher tip. Think in roles. Ask yourself, what is the attacker? What is the body? And what is the movement? If one slice is trying to do all three, the groove can get cluttered fast. Now let's humanize the timing. This is not about making things random. It's about making the micro timing feel intentional. Keep your main snare very close to the grid. You can shift it a couple milliseconds if needed, but don't make it wobble around. That backbeat is the anchor. Instead, move the ghost notes. Nudge some slightly ahead by 5 to 15 milliseconds, and let a few sit a little late. Do the same with decorative hats or small shuffle hits, but keep the movement subtle. At DNB tempos, tiny shifts go a long way. If the groove starts feeling big, you've probably pushed it too far. Pull it back and only leave the offsets on the smallest notes. If you're working with audio slices instead of MIDI, the same idea applies. Zoom in and move little bits by tiny amounts. Even a 3-millisecond shift can fix that stiff, robotic feeling. Often, the smallest edit makes the biggest difference. Next, shape velocity. This matters a lot because velocity isn't just volume, it's phrasing. Your main snare should be strong and confident. Ghost notes should be noticeably softer. Repeated notes should never all hit at the exact same strength, or the ear starts hearing a loop instead of a performance. A good starting point is to keep main accents high, ghost notes much lower, and hat to tail somewhere in the middle. If the sample responds well, you can also use Ableton's velocity MIDI effect, before simpler to smooth out the differences or help quieter hits stay audible. This is one of those moments where less processing and more editing is usually the win. A small velocity change often fixes stiffness better than another compressor ever could. If the pattern feels too rigid after that, try adding a subtle groove from Ableton's groove pool. Keep it light. You're aiming for movement, not a big shuffle. Apply the groove mostly to the supporting hits and ghost notes. Leave the main snare stable so the break keeps its DNB authority. If you want a nice advanced trick, try pulling groove from another break or percussion clip in your project. That can help the layer inherit the same rhythmic personality as the rest of the tune. Once the loop feels good, resample it. This is huge. Printing the layer to audio gives you commitment, and that matters in sample drum music. It lets you chop tails, trim noise, reverse tiny bits, and create something that feels like a real sample rather than an endlessly tweakable preset. Record a bar or two of the processed break to a new audio track. Then trim the silence, clean up the edges, and keep any good room tone or tail fragments that add life. In jungle and DNB, those little bits of spill and decay can be gold. They help the groove feel less sterile. After that, route the layer to a drum bus or group and glue it together carefully. Use EQ8 to clear out sub-rumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz. Add drum bus for some drive and maybe a touch of crunch if you want more aggression. Then use glue compressor very lightly, just enough to hold things together without killing the snap. If needed, use utility to keep the low end centered. Be careful here. In DNB, the drums and sub can eat the mix very fast. If your break layer starts masking the bass line, don't just turn it up and hope for the best. Clean the low mids first. The 200 to 600 Hz range is especially important. That's where Dusty can turn into boxy really quickly. Now think about arrangement. This kind of layer works best when it supports energy rather than sitting there doing the exact same thing for the whole track. A nice approach is to start an intro with just the Dusty layer and some ghost notes, maybe filtered a bit. Then bring in more transient detail in the build-up. In the drop, let the full layer sit under your main break. Later, mute the transient chain for one bar to create a hole, then bring it back for impact. That contrast makes the drums feel alive. You can also make two printed versions, one cleaner, one dirtier. Use the cleaner one in the main drop and the dirtier one for fills, breakdowns, or second drop variation. That kind of subtle evolution keeps the tune moving without forcing you to reinvent the beat every 8 bars. A couple of common mistakes to avoid here. First, don't quantize everything perfectly. If every hit is locked dead on, the break loses its personality. Second, don't overcompress the transient layer. It needs room to breathe. Third, don't let the Dusty mids fight the bass line. If the mix starts sounding cardboard-like, pull out more of the low mids before boosting the top. Also, don't swing the main snare too hard. Keep that anchor stable and let the smaller hits carry the motion. And always check mono compatibility, because if your break layer gets too wide in the wrong places, it can soften the punch. If you want to push this further, try one of these variations. Leave the transient chain locked, but nudge the Dusty chain a few milliseconds late so it feels like a shadow behind the hit. Or make a second MIDI clip where only the ghost notes change, then swap it every 8 bars. Another great move is to duplicate the resampled break, pitch one copy down slightly, filter it heavily, and blend it in quietly for a darker undertone. For a quick practice exercise, make two versions of the same Amen style layer. One version should be cleaner, tighter, and more transient focused. The other should be dirtier, looser, and more mid-range heavy. Then loop both against a sub or re-spass line and see which one supports the drop better. That comparison will teach you a lot very quickly. So to recap, slice the break, build one chain for crisp attack and one for Dusty mids, humanize the timing with tiny offsets, shape the velocity so it feels performed, and resample once the groove is working. That combination is what turns a programmed loop into something with real energy and identity. If you get this right, the drums won't just sit in the track, they'll move with it. And that's the difference between a loop that works and a break that actually feels alive.